Amy Adams is the latest to announce her candidacy for the leadership of the National Party. She will join me later, and Simon Bridges will be on the program in a moment. But first, Judith Collins, who put her hat in the ring first via Twitter this morning, is with me. And good evening, and thank you, Judith.
Oh, well, good evening, Larry.
All right, so big day for you. So what support have you got? How many? What do you have to get, 29 votes, is that right, in caucus?
I think the general idea is that you'll try and get everyone. Look, it's still quite early days. The vote is in about 2 weeks' time, and I think it's going to be a good competition with quite a few. There may even be more people putting their hands up, so we'll see.
How does this work? You have lots of barbecues, meetings behind closed doors. How do you get the votes?
Well, people, I think, will be taking some soundings from their electorates. They'll be listening to people, because ultimately it's not really about a popularity contest. It's got to really be about who's going to deliver them back into government. And certainly, you know, my view is this is not a time for fluffing around or anything, or deciding that, you know, I like someone better than someone else or whatever. It's got to be about what's important, and what's really important is bringing back a national-led government.
And what do you think your point of difference will be compared to the others?
Well, I think I've got a couple of points of difference. And one is that I am a very decisive and strong leader. But the other point is that I've had 6 years in opposition before coming into government. And it's at that stage that I really honed my skills. And even my worst detractors, Larry, and I know it's hard to believe, but there are some, would not say that I was anything other than an extremely effective opposition MP. And I think what we do need to, we need a balance of experience as well as youth and enthusiasm. But actually, I've got experience and I've got enthusiasm, and I really love a good fight.
Right. Well, we know that. I mean, you talk about your detractors have been reading stuff today. I know Judith Collins got some baggage. It won't work. What do you say about that?
Well, what I say to them is that if you're going to do anything in this business and you're going to make any changes or whatever, you're always going to get some people who are going to throw stuff at you. But every single accusation that's been thrown at me has been proven to be false, and I've been cleared of any wrongdoing on anything. So I actually think it's all a bit negative, and they only do it because it's the only thing they can think of. Let's point to policies. Let's point to ability to get stuff done. You know, during the election campaign just gone, we had a week out from the election, the fuel pipeline disaster. That could have been crucial for our government. And I said to Bill English, I'll do this. And he said, yeah, okay. So I did it. And we got that through in just a matter of days. So I think it's about competency more than anything. So just let's get on to what's important.
Right. I saw a headline this morning. Bloodbath. What's going to be? It'll be a fair contest, straight up and down, and tell your caucus what you're going to do, and away you go.
I think there'll be a lot of that. Look, if this goes into some sort of nastiness or bloodbath, I personally would be extremely disappointed in the people involved, because ultimately this party is only going to succeed in getting back into government if we stay focused very much on the people who elect us. And it's good to have a couple of weeks to sort ourselves out. I think that's perfectly fine. But let's not make this go on forever.
All right. Thank you very much for coming on the program. That is Judith Collins.